Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning. You've tuned in to Parenting and Integrated Talks with today's topic, getting married is best to know your mate. Okay, you're getting married. You have met someone you hope to spend a lifetime with. Ask yourself, what do I know or what should I know? Well, one of the most effective ways to get to know one another is to spend that quality time and thinking about what it is to be married and the steps you are taking to enter the union. In marriage, each one is unique, your own. The main area I find is to respect and learn how to love your mate, especially when you're angry. Okay, let's start with the first one, counseling. Is it really needed? Well, to be real, no, it is not needed. I would suggest talking to your spiritual leader as to whether it is required in order to have this ceremony where you are a member. I know from past marriages that counseling is recommended in most Christian churches. The best tactics to have a lasting marriage. One of the most effective ways to lay the foundation for your relationship before the wedding day is to set aside a time so you can learn one another. One more particular is you should carefully contemplate the union you are entering. A really good way to do this is to speak to your spiritual advisor at your synagogue, your temple, or your church. For example, my grandfather, he was an advisor to couples before marriage. He talked to many before marriage and during the marriage. I remember one time he counseled a couple that was interracial. And on the day of the wedding, believe it or not, the groom did not show up. And these were really high caliber type of pastors. Her father was a high ranking religious member. And she had a job that was just top of the world type that you would dream of, but she prepared for it. So she was ready, and so was he. He was the same type. He had an outstanding job, good background, but for some reason, he did not show up at the day of the wedding. I was able to watch him meet different couples before they got married, but each one was confidential, so I didn't know anything about that. But he was a spiritual advisor, and I got a chance to see some couples that were married for many, many years. I don't remember seeing any that had divorces, but I know he kept the advice going on with different ones. Okay, the next one is desire and needs. What type of intimate relationship do you expect to have with your partner? Talking sometimes with your mate. Sometimes your mate will not tell you because they feel you may not desire what they want. I say if one's intent is real and not for self-gain, please do yourself a favor and communicate because you may meet somebody and they may have different things that they like and you might not like it. And this may impede the marriage, so be sure you get a chance to talk to them. Frequency, talk about it. Always talk about it because if you don't, things will happen. As you know, things just will come up. And your favorite fantasy, please do talk about it. Certain things you might like that he doesn't like. For instance, when I was coming up, I come from a very structured environment, and religion was in the home. So when I start going to school and start going to work, I would just meet people that would be discussing different things that they like, you know, or their mate and them did. But I know inside some people are not like that. So you need to talk about it. In essence, you just need to talk about it. What do you feel uncomfortable about? Talk to him about it. Just tell him things that you don't like or things that make you feel uncomfortable. Because some people have cultures and traditions and beliefs, and then if someone comes in and theirs is different, this can really stop problems later on. Okay, sexual behaviors, are they off limits? Some of the things that he may want, you may not want, so you need to talk about it. because some people do have certain behaviors, and then some people are different. So please talk to him about it. Birth control, this is very important. Sometimes when I was a little girl, I used to sit back and watch couples together, and I would wonder how some wouldn't have children, and then some would. But some people don't desire to have children. It's just something they don't desire to do. And then you have some people that do. So talk about the birth control. That is very important. Make sure that you learn everything. And matter of fact, I'm going to do a presentation about birth control. Up to date, my teacher I had, she was really good. I learned a lot there. Some things are still the same like they were years ago, and then some things are different. Okay, monogamous expectations. Talk about it, because, you know, some people, they do like to have different things in marriages. Like some people believe in open marriage, and then some people believe in multiple partners. So you need to discuss it. Children, if you want them, if so, when do you want them? This is very important, because I have a family friend. They never had children. They just never decided to have kids, and they're very well-educated. And, you know, they have a very good job, and they live really good lives, but they just never wanted children. Some people are married, they just don't want children. Anything in the sexual area you want to discuss with your mate, please do this, okay? Because this is a very important part of marriage, and I'm going to do a presentation on this area too, but it's basically after you get married and what, you know, to expect, you know, and how a man treats a woman. But like I say, different people have different behaviors and things that they like. So, but I'll give you this way, because this is the way that I was informed as a young person growing up. Any special needs for touching or physical affection? Be specific. Let them know things that you like, things that you don't like. And how do you like to wake up in the morning? Do you like to wake up to music or in your mate's arms or quietly? Not too long ago, I was watching a program, and some people, they like to sleep in different rooms, but it's not always, because all the people I've ever been around that are in our family, they all slept in the same room. But I understand some people, they grow apart from one another, but they still want to stay together. I didn't know of a person that someone in my family knew. They stayed together. They bought their home together. They had a child together. Child was grown up, but they slept in different rooms. Everything. One thing I did notice about both of them, everything in the business came to their business part of the marriage. They handled really well. But I guess, like they say, when you stop loving someone, instead of disrespecting them, you can still stay together, just respect one another. So they did. I actually saw this with my own eyes. He stayed in one room and she stayed in another room. But whenever it had to do with business or their child, they were together. Okay? How do you like to sleep at night? Which side of the bed, wearing what, or in silence? Let him know this, so he will know, and then you learn his also. Emotional. What is the way your mate demonstrates his or her love for you in words, touch, a gift, etc.? Some people do like gifts. Well, in the school world, where they tell me they like to get gifts, and the husband knows it, and he tries to do what she likes, and when she buys him gifts, she tries to get what he likes. Or do some people just like to be tapped on the shoulder or tapped on a physical part or something or touched on the face or on the hair? Tell them this, because they won't know. Some men don't know. Some do. Some are well-versed in this, and then some aren't. So how will they know? And don't disrespect them. Just tell them. And same with the men. Tell them. Or some people like words, kind words, you know. Some people just really, really enjoy hearing words from their mate. So discuss this also. How do you like to show your love for your mate? People have different ways. You just have to let the person know and tell him what you do, and then let him tell you what he does. and that's the only way you're going to know, unless you're a mind reader, and most people aren't, so you're going to have to share some things. When you feel upset or hurt, what would you like your mate to do to comfort you? This is very important, because I knew when I left home, I had a male friend that I was getting to know through church, because when you go to certain religions, they have you go through a certain way that you're supposed to handle courtship, and you know certain things you couldn't do and you could do. So this is very important. So you need to talk about this also. Okay, if you and your mate have a problem that can't resolve together, what would you be willing to do to move forward? Talk to your friends, seek marital counseling, read books together, etc. I've seen all three done. There, when I was coming up, people were really together. I mean, those really solid people that almost seemed like they had this spiritual connection with each other when something was going wrong, and they can go get on the phone or go next door if they had a couples meeting at church or at the center where they go. It just depends on, you know, your tradition or your culture. They had someone to talk to. And then some people go to marital counseling. Like I say, my grandfather, he was an advisor, and he advised people. So they said he was well, because I remember when I first went to the town, people told me, they say, oh, my goodness. They say, your grandfather was a very good marriage counselor and a marriage advisor. And then you could read books. Oh, books are really good to read. I've learned so much. I've watched different programs on television while I was coming up, and a lot of the shows do have things that you can learn from there. Okay, is there a particular emotional need that you have that your partner should know about, something that lingers from childhood? Please, please tell your mate about this, because there are some people that really have went through some tragic moments and is latent in their brain and they never got help. I remember I was working with this person one time, and she told me something that happened in her family with her mate and her children, and she kept it in. But the thing that she did, in women or men, you can learn from this, she did get the family member help. She said she had to, like, mortgage her home so the child wouldn't grow up with this on their mind and hurting other people. And guess what? It worked. So you, as a parent, you're going to have to make the decision, or the mate, or the male. You're going to have to make the decision. If something's lingering, please, please let your mate know so it won't come out later in the relationship. Do you have any fears about marriage that you haven't shared? Talk to your mate. What do you feel is the greatest emotional difficulty as a spouse? Let him know. What do you feel your greatest emotional strength as a spouse? Let him know. Ask yourself, why did you get married? Please be honest with yourself. There's many reasons. Money, will you have a checking account? Will you have a savings account? How much money will you have? Will you be in debt? Prenuptial, fulfilling one's intellectual needs. Please let them know this, the things that you like and you don't like. The beliefs, what are your spiritual beliefs? Culture, how you envision the spiritual life that you share together. Just let him know, okay? All right, I am going to be signing off, and it was great talking to you. If you'd like to call in, 205-5459. Goodbye, and thank you so much for listening, and I'll see you next week.
That's all right. And when I see the love you give, and when I see the love you give, so I don't care what my business is. I'm gonna have a job for my day. I need to get a chance to lose, but where they I'm gonna go. so mellow. It booms like the rain. So let them talk if they want to. The peace has nothing to gain.
But if I don't have love, I'm just a swing and tremble. I could have a faith to remove a mountain. But if I don't have love, then I have no love. Love is patient, love is kind, love is humble. All the time, not easily angered, fearing that pain, so never forget it. Love is the Western way.
Yeah.